The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know I'm not alone in this question when I'm asking, how do you deal with an unromantic man? In today's episode, we are exploring ways to get your man back involved in a relationship. I mean, who makes the date night plans? Probably the women. We want our men to do that. We're also going to be talking about something you might already be drinking this, and it could actually help you avoid getting COVID. So that's super interesting, yes. And then a 30-year-old quit his job to pursue his dream, and now he's set to make $200,000 year one. I'll tell you how in today's episode, so turn it up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yesterday, I was so excited. Anthony, let me tell you something. I was sitting on the couch, and I was writing for today, and I hear Automatic going upstairs to the studio to work on a show, and he says, I'm like, oh my gosh, I turn around and he's blowing me a kiss. Oh. He was blowing a kiss to the dog. Welcome to Friday's Eve. It's Thursday. Good morning. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Not kidding. No lie. The man is blowing a kiss to the dog. I call him. I was like, no, baby.
That's my baby Dieters. That's
what I'm talking about. It was the boy dog. It wasn't both of them. Whatever.
They were sitting right next to each other and they were looking right at me and they just looked so cute. So I had to give them a little kiss.
Let's go to blow. I was looking right at you too. Do I not look cute?
You weren't looking at me. You had your back to me. Else you would have known I was blowing the kiss at the dogs.
I know, I was so upset.
You ever blow kisses to your wife?
I went over there and kissed her after.
He felt guilty.
Oh, I know.
He gave me a real kiss on the mouth.
It's okay to blow kisses to your boy dog, right? Automatic?
Yes,
okay.
Of course it is. I mean, come on. Are we that insecure in our sexuality that we can't blow?
It's a dog.
I know.
No, something similar happened
to
me.
Never mind.
One time I was with the girl. She was getting ready and then I heard her go, hey, are you trying to smell my hair? So I ran over there to smell her hair and she was talking to my dog.
Conversations and loving moments with your pets. I'm sure everybody can relate. But I did feel bad. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We have National Gummy Worm Day.
Ooh. Hey, don't discount the gummy worm when it comes to grabbing candy to sneak into the movie theater.
Only when they're soft and chewy, though.
Everybody loves gummy worms but me. So I buy them so that I can keep all the chocolate candy and I just give everybody else the gummy worms. Okay. Chocolate candy greater than gummy worms. All right. Said it.
Oh, the third Thursday of each quarter is known as Get to Know Your Customers Day, y'all.
Hey. Ooh. Would you say the people listening to us are customers?
I mean,
I go family.
Like family.
I go family.
Huh?
Yeah.
I go family.
Because we say
friends.
We talk about a lot of stuff that we would not be able to tell customers.
No.
Yeah.
It's also National Pet Fire Safety Day, which is reminding y'all to make sure you take caution for the stuff around your house. You know, a lot of fire hazards laying around there.
Why? Because your pets will start a fire?
Yeah, yo, a wagging tail could hit a candle and burn the whole house down.
I heard cats do that kind of thing.
That can happen.
Cats be knocking candles off on purpose. So you know how they
are. Love this one. We'll wrap it up on National I Love Horses Day.
Oh my gosh, it's my day.
Earlier my wife is a horse girl.
Earlier this week, we had Geek Day, and I told y'all when I was little, I used to geek out with horses. I used to read books about horses. I would draw horses. I could still draw a pretty good horse. I would whinny like a horse, and I would run around on all fours in the house pretending I was a horse. Do you want to hear me?
Give us a neigh, Dana. Give us a neigh.
Near. No. Do you want to hear the feet sounds?
Neigh.
Here we go.
Neigh.
I'm giving it to you anyway.
Okay.
Does that sound like horse?
That was way less exciting than I thought it was going to be.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you cope with an unromantic man? That is the question that we women want answered. And on what guys think, let me explain everything. Men, you promise to answer honestly, correct?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Well, I you know, had an incident yesterday. This is just one incident. Talking to my husband about being romantic, he's not even paying attention to me. Which is the most unromantic thing you can do. He's looking at his phone and he tries to, you know, the thing that really gets to me is he tries to pretend like he was listening.
Yeah.
And so he'll be like, yeah, but what did I say? Repeat yourself. Exactly. I knew you were listening. You were looking at your phone. In the beginning of the relationship, there's all this courting. Men are like peacocks. They showing off the feathers. Then later they're just like,
come get it, baby. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, yeah.
Automatic, do you feel like your wife's effort has also kind of faded too or not?
I mean, I put a lot of effort out there, Anthony. I'm constantly asking her to do things, which she constantly shoots me down. She doesn't like my idea of fun, I don't think. And so
used to be a lot more fun. You used to be romantic. You used to put a lot of thought into things. Now you throw me some cash, which I'm not mad about. But once in a while, it would be nice for you to make.
How do
the
you
plans.
Give a woman who has already has everything something? I mean, what do you lack? What do you need?
Let's talk about this article real quick. How to cope with an unromantic boyfriend. It's written by a man, so supposedly we are going to get the answers here, and I want you both to tell me if you agree with this gentleman. His name is Maine Williams on what he wrote. First of all, men, you need to be prepared to compromise with your woman. Is this a good thing?
I always compromise. My life is a compromise at
this
point.
Okay, all right. Do you believe that women should appreciate even the smallest progress? If she's not appreciative, are you less likely to try romance?
Of course. I mean, if you don't appreciate the effort that I'm putting out, why would I put out more effort?
Oh, I like it, but you got to be careful not to reward him for simple things that he should be doing as a good man anyway.
Thank you. Don't give him a trophy for doing what he's supposed to be.
Whose side are you on?
On the side of honesty,
Doc. He's on the side of romance.
Okay, go ahead.
He's on the side of romance. Okay, understand that your man may never change. And you say you love him, so you're going to love him the way he is, yes or no? You faked me in the beginning. No.
Yeah, of course I did. That was just my representative. That was just the best version of myself.
Oftentimes, you always tell me a story about how Automatic at your guys' wedding was so drunk that he barely remembers it. So you kind of signed up for that the rest of your life forward. So
you knew it was coming, okay?
Good job, Automatic.
We had to carry him to the shower because he was so out of it.
A little shake and bake.
Okay, here's another one. Don't nag or guilt him into it, because the more you press, the more unromantic he will become.
Take note.
That one hurt right there. And then finally, Mr. Williams says in this article, be honest about what you want. Your man is not a mind reader.
He doesn't know
you want him to take you out. You've got to let him know what you want. That way he can make those plans you so desperately desire.
Otto, I want to go to this restaurant. I'm going to wear this dress. You need to be ready. And guess what's going to happen? Everything you want.
No, see that? No. Hold on. Everything I want. I want you to plan it. I want you to make the plans.
Okay, that's fine. I can plan it, but then you'll change it. Because so it won't be up to your standards. Or you will be like, I don't know if that time works for me. I don't know if I want to do that.
Okay,
you'll change it no matter what.
Okay, I'll pick the place. You surprise me. How's that?
Surprise you with what if you pick the place? Surprise you with this package.
Take that.
I hate you. Let's go to the phone lines because this woman on hold answered that says she's going through the same exact thing with her husband.
I told him, I was like, most of our conversations right now are only about like children, where we're at, like work-wise, where he's at, where he's going out of town, where I'm going to be. And it's like, okay, why don't you ask me like, hey, what are you doing Saturday night? I'm going to take you out. And actually, like, both of us get ready, including him.
Yes,
he has to get ready, too. Make me look at you and be like, dang, that's the reason I fell in love with you, too. It's not just for guys looking at girls that way, you know? We want to look at them, too, like that.
I agree. Yeah. Yesterday, we were working out, and Otto starts talking about his sweaty balls. And I'm like, you know, I don't really want to hear about that.
Can I chime in here since I'm being talked about? And yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, Mr. Okay, Matt. Tell us. Do tell everyone who's listening.
Did I not ask you this weekend to go on a date and you told me no?
You can't tell me.
I told you 2 days.
No, you didn't. It was Saturday and it was because you were hungry. So don't lie.
No,
on
that
me.
Is not it.
Don't lie on me. It was Saturday. It was 6:50 and you were like, hey, you want to go get dinner? You want to go on a little date?
No, I had told you the night before. I said we should go out to dinner tomorrow night. And then I brought it up during the day again. And then I reminded you when I was hungry, hey, we could go to dinner tonight. We didn't, you know, Ava wasn't there. We could go do something. And she said, no, I don't feel like it. So some of us try to be romantic and our wife shoots us down.
When you're hungry and you want to go out, that's not romance.
Hey, I was ready to go to a nice restaurant and get dressed up.
And hey, wait, did you ask her where she wants to go or did you already have somewhere in mind?
I don't get to pick. Come on. It's always up to her anyways.
No, you should plan something and say, we're doing this. Done.
So you can say no? You don't want to eat that?
Don't give me a choice. Say, I made reservations, darling. Get dressed up. Let's go, honey.
Well, next time I'm really hungry, that's what I'm going to say. And we're going to go to Chick-fil-A.
Hey, I'm desperate. I'll take that right now.
Right. Give me a six pace.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ever dreamed of making a living doing something you love? This 30-year-old man did exactly that, quit his 9-to-5, and now he's set to make $200,000 year one. I'll tell you how after DJ Automatic sets this segment off. It's called In Case You Missed It, because we know how quickly the timeline moves, 24-hour news cycle. These are big stories you need to know. All right, Automatic?
So there's a new study out that says that coffee can lower your risk of getting COVID. Researchers at Northwestern University studied the coffee drinking habits of about 40,000 people and found that people who drank at least one cup of coffee a day were 10% less likely to get infected versus people who didn't drink coffee.
Hold on, DJ Automatic, hold on.
Dana's drinking her coffee.
I want to take a little sip of my cafecito. Okay, go ahead, continue, sir.
So the study found that coffee's natural antioxidants and anti-inflammatories helped. They also found that eating baby carrots... It was a big one, too.
Carrots and coffee don't sound good together.
Carrots and coffee together, not so good, but maybe coffee for breakfast, carrots for lunch.
I'm a big fan of baby carrots.
I like baby carrots, too. A little ranch dressing. Yeah.
I put baby carrots in our caldo. That's the only way Ava Maddox will eat them, in the caldito that I make. That's soup. That's homemade soup.
So stay COVID-free and drink your coffee.
I wonder if it's the coffee that I drink, though, with all the creamer and stuff. Probably black coffee, huh?
No, it just says that coffee's natural antioxidants and anti-inflammatories.
You know what? That creamer is good for you, Dana. Okay. Guess what, friends like us? As a matter of fact, Americans need friends, and especially American men. A new study showed that social distancing put us in a friend recession, and it really hit American men bad. About a quarter of guys say they have less than 6 close friends. Automatic, do you have 6 friends?
6 friends is a party, dude.
I was going to say 6 friends. What are you talking about?
I mean, any grown man that has 6 friends is like, you're not working enough. I'm sorry.
Dude, what? No. Oh. And actually, the study goes to say that they blame men for this, that men... toxic masculinity, like Automatic is displaying right now, is the reason why other men don't have friends. Get out there, bro down, and bond up, guys.
Hold on. You're talking about toxic masculinity. Anthony, you don't never talk to anybody unless you're at work. Don't lie.
I have like 6.
You do not have 6 good friends.
I have 4 solid friends.
And we're 2 of them. That doesn't even count.
I mean, like, Anthony may be the only guy that I talk to on a daily basis.
Hey, let me tell the kiddos out there, enjoy your friends while it lasts, because when you grow up, it's a scam. Mm. You have no friends. You got to pay bills.
And you got to work all the time.
Is a great segue to our next story. A 30-year-old quit his job to work his side hustle, and now he's on track to make $200,000. Jake Kenyon, a former speech pathologist at a hospital in Rhode Island, was isolated and lonely last year at this time. Anthony, men. You know, no friends, no nothing. Just like the rest of us, truly. And then he thought, you know what I want to do? I want to do what I love because I want to be happy. He custom dyes yarn and knits. Don't laugh. He saved for 3 months, gave his 2-week notice, and concentrated on his yarn business full time through networking, social media. And I guess there's these little like farmer market things with yarn. He's grossing $200,000. He's like, off yarn. Yeah. So he says, I wouldn't even care if I was just making enough to live, because I'm so much happier than I was.
We can't be friends with that guy.
Yeah. There's your toxic masculinity again. I want to share this story with you because I think it's so inspirational. Sometimes you might have an idea or a dream and you're scared to take the plunge.
And it might sound stupid, like selling yarn, but obviously you can make bank off of it.
You got to believe in yourself. You know what? Just let go and jump. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'll share this in my story. Read it and get motivated. Now we're preparing for the Daily Dirt. It's the best gossip. We're going to talk about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. They're house hunting. Where is this couple moving to? Before the top of the hour, we will discuss right here. Stand by.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jennifer Lopez and her new bae, Ben Affleck, are house hunting. What's the budget and where are they moving to? I'll tell you now inside the Daily Dirt. The best gossip, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays.
Dame Lillard celebrating his birthday. Hey. Jim Jones also celebrating his birthday. And Gabriel Iglesias celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Cardi B scored a legal victory in her battle with a blogger. A judge just tossed Latasha K's lawsuit claiming Cardi assaulted her. The judge says, I see no evidence of an assault. I see no evidence of somebody trolling you and threatening you. So the case dismissed.
Ooh, these are bloody suits.
Yeah.
Still cost Cardi that lawyer money, though.
It did. And speaking of lawyers, Britney Spears wants to hire mega powerhouse attorney Matthew Rosengart to rep her in an effort to end her father Jamie Spears' conservatorship. Now, the attorney approved. He's a high-level attorney.
this whole case doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand how a fully functional grown woman can't control her own bank account.
Because when she was younger and it was deemed that she was mentally unstable. Well,
she's not 15 anymore.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they have to go through this big, long process for her to take control of her money that she earned.
People are paying attention now. So let's make sure Britney Spears, that hashtag free Britney Spears really happens. And then finally, J-Lo, Miss Jenny from the Block, and her new man, Ben Affleck. Well, it's her old new man, because they used to be engaged, oh, I don't know, 18 years ago. They're house hunting in Beverly Hills. The budget, there's no budget. And they plan on moving within the next few months, which is why she was spotted recently looking at schools, private schools for her kiddos. They're moving! Oh. They're moving in together. I think this is it for them. I think that when they were together, they broke up because they couldn't handle the pressure, the paparazzi. And she always said it was the worst pain she's ever been through. Every interview, she's always said that. Her mother absolutely loves him. And he has always said she was the one that got away. So
the fourth time's a charm?
Oh, man.
This is only their second time around.
But this will be her fourth husband or fifth husband.
Didn't they say they're getting married? They're not engaged?
They're going to get married. I promise you, they're going to get married. If their kids if they're moving the kids in and they're looking for schools, they're getting married.
Either way, I hope their relationship is better than the Batman movie he starred in.
Oh, man.
I hope that too. All right, that's today's Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this. Cold.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What kind of burger costs $6,000, the world's most expensive burger. I'll tell you all about it right now. Hottest hashtags on the Dana Cortez Show Thursdays here. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Pass Due Amount.
Okay, so first hashtag, a little news here. One of the most conservative judges on a Supreme Court bench, Justice Clarence Thomas, rejected an emergency request to block the Biden administration's COVID-19 mask requirement for public travel. The request was brought by a man seeking to leave Florida by airplane who claims his generalized anxiety disorder prevents him from wearing a mask.
Mm.
So even the most conservative judge is like, look, I don't want you near me if you don't have a mask on. He's trying to go back to Germany. He's been stuck in Florida at his mother's retirement community.
I'm still like, if you're going to be in a plane or like an arena or something like that, I'm still for wearing a mask because that means you're like trusting a lot of people and saying that they're taking care of themselves and don't have COVID. I don't trust people like that.
Did somebody kind of yell at you for wearing a mask?
Yes, the other night at the game, I got yelled at for wearing a mask. I mean, it's a long story, but yeah, the guy was an idiot.
And that's what I mean. You know he's not vaccinated.
Yes. I don't like judge anybody not wearing a mask, but don't you dare cough near me. I'll judge
and
you.
And you don't have to wear a mask. But don't come at me if I'm wearing one. And this kind of thing is about public safety. I get it. All right, there's a town for sale. Cleaner, Arizona. The town is at the base of Bradshaw Mountains. It includes a bar, a general store, 40 acres, mining rights, all the existing structures, 150 years of history, and about a dozen permanent residents. The listing price is $999,999.
$1 million for a town?
$1 million. If you're interested, contact Justin Godsey North and Company. They have the listing. You want to buy a town?
No.
I don't have the money to buy this town, but...
Dude, I would love to buy a town.
This reminds me of Creek.
I mean, you could just make yourself like the king of town. You don't even have to be the mayor. You're just the king. What would you name your town?
Oh my gosh, let's think about this one because I got to get down with food news. Chef Robert Janvin from the Netherlands has created the world's most expensive burger. It's called a Golden Boy. It sells for 5,000 euro, which is almost $6,000. The ingredients include beluga caviar, king crab, white truffle, English cheddar, Spanish paleta iberico, which is meat from the front leg of an Iberian pig that takes 2 years to cure.
Oh,
the barbecue sauce uses Kopi Luwak, one of the rarest coffee beans in the world. And the bun is made with Dom Perignon dough, topped with a real gold leaf. The burger was sold to the chairman of Royal Dutch Food, and all proceeds were donated to charity. $6,000 burger.
I just want a bite. I'll pay like $100 for a bite.
I don't know, dude. Call me an ignorant American, but you said like a euro, a Dutch, and all this stuff like that. I don't trust them with those burgers.
I'm gonna pull up to Mickey D's for $1.29, baby.
Dude. Give me a good old American patty, boy.
I'm loving it. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start off with National Gummy Worm Day. Ooh, I love them. No.
I don't like him, but Ava Maddox does and Automatic does, so I get it for them.
All right, yeah. Then something you do love. How about this? I love Horses Day, y'all.
I'm a horse girl.
I'm married a horse girl.
The third Thursday of each quarter is known as Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Yeah, so. I do that. Small businesses especially, be kind to those that come through your door and they will come back.
And we'll wrap it up on National Give Something Away Day.
Ooh. Oh, like purge? Like get... I mean, or just give anything away.
It could be anything you want. When you say purge, what are you talking about?
Well, I just think about my house. Like sometimes, you know, when I have clothes that I haven't worn in a while, I will fold them up, iron them, wash them, and I'll donate them.
We are purging our new pots and pans.
Yeah.
Oh. We got new pots and pans, so we're giving away our old ones.
And I got to admit, Automatic at first was like, why'd you do that? Don't you love our new pots and pans?
She bought some fancy pots and pans.
Don't you love them?
I mean, they look nice.
The fact that you have so many stuff you need to purge makes me feel like you have an Amazon problem.
There you go every single day. Boxes on boxes on boxes.
Whatever. I'm not alone. I know there's a woman listening right now who hides them just like I do from your man. You know you do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I believe when most people think of TikTok, you think of music, funny comedy bits, and dances. Right? Fun dancing. What about cleaning up gruesome crime scenes after a murder?
What the fuck?
An American cleanup company has become a surprise hit on TikTok. All they're doing is posting video of them going into these terrible situations, blood, bodies, what's left over. And every single video has over 1 million views. That's on the low end because we Americans and people all over the world, obviously, are sickos. I love watching these crime shows, and yeah. So this is a behind the scenes, and it's real.
Yeah, but how is that okay for them to profit off of that?
Because you don't know who died.
Everybody does it all the time. Like with Dateline 2020, all the Netflix documentaries and stuff like that. It makes perfect sense to me that these TikTok daughters and kids are the ones like getting into this because their parents are the one watching Dateline.
You just mentioned Dateline. That show trends every single Saturday night, and I'm part of it. I'm on Twitter with a Dateline hashtag and everything. Now, I do want to warn you, this is very gruesome. It's completely different than Dateline. It's no reenactments. It's the real deal. And if you're a weirdo like me, you're going to follow them right now. At Crime Scene Cleaning on TikTok.
Ooh, I got a story Dateline worthy, if you may. There's no stopping a scorned woman's drive for revenge. A bitter woman was arrested after taking her ex-boyfriend's car and driving it through 49 red lights, causing him to get 49 traffic tickets. Come on.
You have to admit, that is great.
Dude, creative.
I mean, there's levels of petty.
And that is very creative and very genius level of petty.
Yeah, it's not throwing out the shoes. It's not tossing his stuff out the door. This is making him pay and possibly even lose his driver's license. He was probably a scumbag and he probably stepped out on her.
She should have just locked his keys in the car. That's what she should have done.
Well, there's actually another level to the story of pettiness that she has here. She actually got her new boyfriend to drive the car through all the red lights.
No!
Yes, she talked her new boyfriend into doing it.
How did they get the car? This is a lot. We're going to have to explore this story a little bit more.
All right. So are either one of you guys invested in crypto? Anthony, you bought anything?
Not yet.
Automatic, no. I'm your wife. What a stupid question.
I know you're not. I know, but I didn't know if Anthony was or not. All right. So do you guys think Bitcoin is a joke?
I believe it might be the way of the future.
All right. But I'm not getting into it. I'm scared. I'm not a financial person.
So a guy just bought a 101-carat pear-shaped diamond at a Sotheby's auction for over $12 million. What's special about this? This is the first time anybody has ever paid for anything at an auction in cryptocurrency.
Oh, wait. He bought it with Bitcoin or some kind of crypto?
He did use Bitcoin.
Well, I think Bitcoin's the oldest, right? Or one of the oldest. The guy must have a lot of cash because I've heard that they do, like, they need to see your bank account and everything else, too. But it doesn't matter. If they accepted the Bitcoin, that's your payment.
I mean, if Sotheby's is taking it as payment, that means that cryptocurrency is here to stay forever.
One of our very good friends made $100,000 in a week. And like I said, I'm no financial expert or anything, but when I saw that, I was like, wow, congratulations.
Can you use it for anything real, though? Like, I know people buy diamonds.
A guy bought a diamond, but
diamonds are real, but no, you can't pull into McDonald's and pay for your burger.
Well, you
with
know what?
It.
Until I can get a Happy Meal with Bitcoin, y'all can invest all you want.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Music facts with DJ Automatic, only here on the Dana Cortez Show. It is July 15th. Mr. DJ Automatic, let's get it started.
We're going to start with birthdays. It is Jim Jones's birthday.
We fly, no lie. You know it is a swallow.
still do feel that song right there. It's a good one.
All right, next we're going to 1997 when Bad Boy releases the mega hit More Money, More Problems.
I would like to know if that's true.
Well, this was released on Life After Death after Biggie passed. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, and it's still played on the radio and everywhere all the time.
I would also make the argument that this might be Diddy's most polarizing video, because this is where you see the epitome of like the silver signing shoots and then him and Mace doing the whole back and forth thing, and also homage to Biggie's flow on this song, one of my favorite in hip-hop.
That's a great song.
All right, next we're going to stay in 1997 when Missy Elliott releases her debut album, Super Duper Fly. Me, I'm super fly. When the rain hits my window. So this was a groundbreaking album, both lyrically and musically, sonically. Timberland produced the entire thing. Nobody was really ever rapping like Missy before this. Missy and Timberland created their entire new sound on this album.
Visually, too, what Missy Elliott did.
Oh, yeah, the video where she was wearing the trash bag, yes.
It's not a trash bag.
Well, it looked like a trash bag.
Anyway.
But also, at that time, correct me if I'm wrong, but at the time, a lot of female artists were really leaning with like a sex appeal.
Yeah, and she
Missy
didn't go that way.
Came strictly just off the lyricist and her craft of the art of hip-hop, and it was beautiful.
Yet she's still sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Missy Elliott, one of the most beautiful women in the game.
Now, the album went multi-platinum and is one of my favorite. Next, we're going to 2003 when Chingy releases his debut album, Jackpot. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. Right there. With your hip when you walk, and let down your hair. Down your hair. Down your hair. I like the way you do that right there. Right there. So this was released on Ludacris' record label, Disturbing the Peace, and it was the only Chingy release on Disturbing the Peace because after he left Ludacris and his career...
He thought he was big time.
Yeah, his career took a serious dive. But this album did have 3 top 5 hits with Holiday Inn and On My Way.
Yeah, for my Gen Zers and my TikTok babies out there, ask your mama about Holiday Inn. She'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. Your mama knows.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A recent study revealed that the average American male is losing friends and has less than 6 male friends. But ladies, there are 3 red flag reasons to avoid men who have no male friends. I'm going to break that down right now. I'll talk to 2 dudes.
One studio. I'm dying to hear this one.
Recap segment on the Dana Cortez Show. And in case you missed it, is a new segment inside the Dana Cortez Show where we break down some of the hottest stories that are floating around the timeline that you may have missed. And yes, a recent study done by the University of Columbia showed that during the pandemic, that men lost a lot of friends, and actually that the average American man only has 6 friends or less. Automatic, do you think you have 6 friends not work-related?
I think I have 6 friends, but like, does your brothers count?
You know what? Your brothers do not count.
I mean, I have like friends that I grew up with, but I don't talk to them that often.
Oh, see, that's a tricky thing. So would you say that...
I definitely have 6 friends. Do I have 6 friends that I talk to regularly? No.
Okay, but do you have... Let me ask you this. I feel like as a man for us, it comes down to this. Do you have friends that you could call up and invite to go get a beer on a Saturday?
I mean, I could think I could call you and you would, that you'd show up. I think, but beyond you, I don't know.
But, okay, well, there's some homies who don't have any friends. And ladies, you may be thinking to yourself, it's great that my guy doesn't have any friends. Cause that means all he wants to do is hang out with me. But that's not the case. The number one thing you need to watch out for a guy who has no male friends is dudes probably aren't hanging out with him for a reason.
What are the reasons?
He might be a little snitch. He might have done something foul in the past. He might have hooked up with somebody's girl, wife, something sketch, you know?
Or he could just be a grown man with a job and a family. That's a big part of that, too.
No, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, it takes up a lot of time. Like, full-time job, full-time family, man. You don't got a lot of time to be hanging out.
Another thing you need to be worried about when it comes to guys with no male friends is if things go left, he's probably going to move on right away, too. Because that's how he copes with relationships.
Oh, like he's not going to be, yeah. You had like one bad week or something, he might be done with the relationship.
He's not going to get together with a bunch of friends and go out. He's going to actually get together with a new girl and then go there. Now, the final thing you need to worry about when it comes to men with no male friends, ladies, is those girlfriends that he has. Are they just friends?
Ooh.
Come on. What kind of guy is just friends?
I have to interrupt. Hold on. All of my husband, DJ Automatic's friends, I would say 90% are women. What are you saying, Anthony A?
I'm saying automatic don't even have. How do you have 90% of friends?
I don't even have friends, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the 2 out of 3 are women.
I don't hang out with anybody besides you and Anthony.
I'm kidding. I'm leaving.
There you go. There you go. That's another reason you need some male friends, because unlike your wife, they actually listen to you.
Thank you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, known as Bennifer back in the day, second time around. My question to you, automatic Anthony A. Can love work?
The second time around?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I feel like they're in a different space now. They're both older. They both already have their kids, and they both tried and failed at other marriages, so hopefully they get this one right.
Oh, are you in their corner?
I mean, good for them. Hopefully it works.
I mean, what is working at this point? For them, I just hope they can coexist in peace. How about that?
Well, I don't know. I like them together. It's not like they're going to have any children anymore, right? Well, they're past that. I just want them to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think they are. Like, what is success? Why do you define a successful marriage?
I mean,
like
they're both successful already. Yeah. So.
I mean, successful together as a couple. How do I define success? Having the budget they have for the Beverly Hills house. None. No budget at all. All right. More of the podcast happening right now. Turn it up.